I remember once when I was a boy, I was with my family up north in the resort. And I was standing on a dock and getting into a boat, 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot in the boat. This is a bad combination that ends in getting wet because the dynamics of fluid hydraulics are against you. So you guessed it, the boat slid away from the dock and I ended up doing the splits and falling into the lake. It's kind of hard to grow up in Minnesota and not have this happen to you or someone you know. So Moses is out shepherding his father-in-law's sheep. It's a low-class job for an outcast. It's a great job to remain in hiding from the authorities and away from prying eyes. Moses is wanted by the Egyptians for murder. Moses was the Hebrew adopted son of the Pharaoh, but also secretly raised Hebrew by his own mother, and outwardly raised and educated by the best Egyptian schools for the Pharaoh's son. Moses was raised, as they say, with 1 foot on the dock and one in the boat, living in two worlds, two cultures. This was one of the reasons leading to him committing murder. The two very differing cultures were set apart by their religious faiths. The Hebrews believed in one God, but remember, this is before the Ten Commandments, before the laws, and before much else is known about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this God of the Hebrews has not been heard from for over 400 years. On the other hand, Moses has been educated about all the pagan gods of Egypt, the god of the sun, the moon, the stars, the Nile itself, fish and crocodiles, bugs, birds, sheep and cattle. The list is extensive, including the Pharaoh, and by adoption, Moses himself could someday be a god of Egypt. Now outcast, Moses is tending sheep, a well-educated man with lots of time on his hands to think. I suspect he would at times think about what is God. Since Moses had walked with gods and seen them born and die, sacrifice to them and sacrifice some of the gods to other gods to please the gods. He had most likely seen the sleight of hand, the cheating for taxes, abuses, chicanery done by priests and gods alike. Moses, the almost God, probably would have had time to think, is there a God? I feel that Moses should be the patron saint of the true agnostic seeker, true seeker, if there is such a person as a God. Moses, a seeker and thinker, because he sees a fire and a bush not being consumed by the fire, investigates it further. He hears a voice and inquires as to who is speaking. Moses asks the voice for the name to call him by. The response is, I am who am. All the pagan gods were either appointed by man, handmade by man, or given the title of God by man. God has always been. God was before time. God was before matter, before space, before all, before nothing. God was. Today, the created man Moses is talking to the Creator, with God, the God of all creation, the God of, if it was created, he made it. This is a mystery of our faith. But in that moment, God, through his name, I Am, explained and opened the faith of Moses to believe in the one God, the creator of the universe. Moses allowed God into his life and produced much fruit. Today, in the gospel, Jesus is telling the Hebrew people that knowing there is a God is not enough, that belief is just the beginning. That once faith and knowledge of God is found, fruit must be produced. That to know of someone is not knowing someone. That is the difference between a friend and a stalker. Knowing of can lead to an unhealthy, disordered obsession of. Knowing leads to a love with. If all we seek is to be fed, to be nourished, to learn, to take, but never produce the fruit or share our gifts, we become dangerously close to a stalker of Jesus, a Judas. If we share in the life of Jesus, we begin to feed others, to nourish, to teach, to produce the fruits of compassion and love. Yet we will grow in faith because of the graces we share. Jesus tells us, if we don't produce fruit, we will be cut down. Yet there will always be others to step in and produce fruit. But he is asking us to produce the fruits. Only we can provide. Pray. Work for the Lord. Grow in faith, hope, and charity. We can't have one foot on the dock and one in the boat. That never ends well.